Shalom, this is Billy Brim and company.
Hi, Mom.
And the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks.
It's so good to be here in the spring.
Oh, it's so, great to have you this beautiful spring day. And we're talking about Ephesians 5.
Yes, it's
yes
our marching orders.
Shall we start reading at verse 14 and read down through verse 19?
Wherefore he saith, awake, thou that sleepest, arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light.
Light.
See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise the Lord, Shelley. The very best example of this that I know you gave Wednesday. And I want the folks to go back on our archives. Radio is archived. And listen to that. Eat, drink, and be merry. And we have the tapes. It's just the most outstanding example. But, of course, you learned about that verse in the first place from Kenneth E. Hagin. You went to Rhema. You graduated from Rhema. Well, in 1987, Brother Hagin had a vision. One of his face-to-face visions with Jesus. And it was before the camp meeting. And he kept praying at night. Plans, purpose, pursuit. Plans, purposes, pursuits. And then God showed him, Jesus came, there was a three-hour visitation, and Jesus told him that men were pursuing their own plans, and that he wanted them to pursue his plans. He had plans,
yes,
that he wanted them to pursue them. And they were going to really lead to the glory. They were
yes.
going to lead to a great outpouring that would precede the coming of the Lord. And so I had a part in doing this book for Brother Hagin, Plans, Purpose, Pursuit. We'll make it available to you. Normally sells for $11. We'll make it available to you to $5. That's a great price. And so chapter 9 in this book, after he shared the whole vision, then this is what he writes. Following our 1987 camp meeting, someone asked me, what did Jesus emphasize the most during his three-hour visitation with you? Without question, what Jesus emphasized most is what we will discuss in this chapter. Jesus said to me, my plan under the new covenant is for every believer to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And we pointed out already, every believer, you know, in the Old Testament was not, but New Testament they are. And the prophet, the priest, and the king had the Spirit upon them, or someone anointed to do a special job. But in the New Testament, the emphasis for worship is that it be done in the Spirit. That's why the Bible says we are to be being filled with the Spirit. Notice what Paul said, or as I like to say it, Brother Hagin writes, let's see what the Holy Spirit said through the Apostle Paul. Ephesians 5:18, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be being filled with the Spirit. This verse can be read like this. Don't be drunk on wine. Be drunk on the Spirit. Have you ever been drunk on the Spirit? You can be so filled with the Spirit that you stagger around like a drunk man. Be filled with the Spirit. Now notice what they did when they were all filled with the Spirit. And he goes back to Acts chapter 2, and they thought they were drunk, you know. But then back to the passage, Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Pay close attention to these scriptures. Notice how the believer's utterance inspired by the Holy Spirit is to ascend in worship to the Lord. Be being filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. He writes, Colossians 3:16 is a companion scripture. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. And so Brother Hagin talks about how this happens. He talks about how you stir up the gift that is in you, and how the Lord told him that night at camp meeting, you demonstrate how to do this. When Jesus stood with me above the Tulsa Convention Center and talked about his plans for believers living under the New Testament, he turned to me and said, demonstrate to the people. After you teach, say to the people, I'm not to teach you not only by precept, but by example. And so he begins to teach, and he begins to speak with tongues, and he begins to speak out psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. He says, sometimes I do it all night long. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Sometimes I lie in my bed all night long and speak yes. out psalms and hymns and spiritual yes. songs. He said, if I was giving more to singing, I'd probably sing them, but I'm not. Oh, and he was a monotone singer. Mm-hmm. And but he...
And he'd have a title.
Yeah, he'd have a title. Here they are in the book. Here's some of them.
And he said, I only have the first few words. Right. But if I give that out, then the rest is to come.
By faith.
Yeah. By faith. He says, I never get the whole thing. It's only just a few words. But I have the title. And sometimes I'll hear him saying, he goes, now this title's a funny one. This is a funny one. This is an unusual one. And you could tell it's like he did, like a radio. He's listening for the first time himself, you know. His mind is to what the Spirit is receiving from the Holy Spirit. And so what's some of them?
Yeah, he gave some of them. He gave yesterday. He was up there in front of the whole 20,000 people probably at that time. And he says, yesterday.
Yesterday.
And then he gives it. Yesterday is gone and should be forgotten.
Well, that's it.
Satan will oftentimes, as well as friends, remind you of your yesterdays. But remember that your yesterdays, all that is wrong is under the blood.
Glory.
And all that is good and is right, it will be all right for you to recite. But walk in the light and know that your yesterdays are forever gone and today is beautiful. So walk with the Lord and enjoy his blessings, for yesterday does not exist.
Hallelujah.
Then he's there at the camp meeting. He says, okay, here comes another one. Today.
Today.
So he gives this one on today. And then he comes to tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Mm. Now, this was 1987, and I'll read some from tomorrow.
Please do.
Bless the Lord. Thank you, Father. I think this is the one I want to read. Yeah. I want to read the one that has about the champion.
Well, you know, while you're looking that up, yeah, I thought it. You found it? Okay, mm-hmm. Great.
Go ahead.
Well, I just thought of what Jared shared this week on the broadcast about redeeming the time, how the Lord can take what you seemed, your regret, what you should have done in your past life, oh Lord, but God can take this very second of your life and redeem all of the past.
All the past.
So when the word of the Lord came yesterday, it should be forgotten.
Yeah.
That's redeeming the time.
That's redeeming it.
In other words, you don't have to talk about it anymore.
No. I said you can talk about the good things.
Yeah, the good things.
You can recite.
Right.
What's good and right, you can recite.
But not how your uncle cheated you out of an inheritance. No.
And so then he gives tomorrow. And bless the Lord. I love this one, Shelley.
Now, that didn't really happen to me about my uncle, but I'm just giving an example of someone.
Shelley, why don't you read it? Read tomorrow here.
I feel the joy of the Lord. I don't know if my lips can move or not. Hallelujah.
So many are worried. Tomorrow, he'd give the title. Now, he's just doing this all. He's just giving an example of how this works.
Yeah.
You can do it.
Yes.
In your house. You start off with tongues. Then you begin to speak a psalm.
Yeah. And it'll just come bubbling up.
From heaven. It'll come bubbling up.
Will you have a title?
I don't know. Sometimes I don't get titles so much, but he always got a title. Tomorrow. So many are worried and depressed, and some even almost driven to suicide, frustrated about tomorrow. What will tomorrow bring? Will tomorrow ever come? What about tomorrow? Will I be here? What about tomorrow? Will it bring fame or will it bring fortune? Will it bring blessing? Will it bring bad or will it bring good? Yea, saith the Lord of hosts, tomorrow belongs unto the saints.
Mm.
Tomorrow can be filled and will be filled with victory, even as today, when you walk by faith. So see tomorrow as a stepping stone to greater success and achievement in the realm of God. Tomorrow is bright, for tomorrow belongs to the saints who walk in the light. Tomorrow is good, for the Father of light sendeth down always unto his own that which is good. For God is good. His mercy endureth forever. So do not feel any anxiety about tomorrow. Trust in the Lord and leave it in his hands. Walk by faith and shout above the turmoil. All is right and all is bright, for we are the children of light. Darkness and gloom will overtake any who will yield unto Satan and walk in his way. Darkness and gloom, negativism and doubt. Fear, you see, dominates those who do not know what it is all about. But those who are enlightened by his word know that the trial of their faith is more precious than gold. So in the midst of the trial, in the midst of the test, they sound forth the shout of victory and rejoice, for they know that victory belongs unto the children of God. They know that there came out from heaven long ago the champion sent by the Father to those who live down here below. In the world of darkness, he came and said, I am the light of the world. Follow me, and you will walk not in darkness. So darkness and gloom are a thing of the past. For now you are the light of the world. Yea, now you walk in the fullness of God and the glory of the Father, and all that he has provided is thine. So shout it above all the roar of the enemy, because you see all that God has said and declared is sublime.
Hallelujah.
Victory.
Victory.
Victory is not in places and things. Victory is not in people and man's plan. Victory is in him, the eternal one, the one who planned the great plan of redemption and sent the champion out of heaven long ago, from the bosom of the Father down here below. And he met the enemy in awful combat and arose victorious over death, hell, and the grave, and ascended on high and lived captivity captive. The victory is in him. And if in him you live and he lives in you, then the victory is on the inside. Stir up the victory. Shout the words in the face of the enemy. Victory, victory, victory every day. Victory every night. Victory every moment. For the victorious one in thee doth live. Greater is he than all the forces of hell. Greater is he than temptation and all that against me may come. So I'll rest and rejoice every day, for you see, I am the victorious one.
Glory, hallelujah.
Out of his spirit. Now here's what Jared was seeing.
Yes.
Jared saw the glorious church.
Yes.
He saw a boy, that little boy. You will have to go back to Thursday to see what Jared's vision was, his dream. That little boy was Jared. And there he saw up on the chalkboard, and he saw a vision inside the chalkboard, and it was the glorious church. And he saw what it took to get him to the glory and the church to the glory. And it was this passage in Ephesians. Redeem the time.
Yes.
Get drunk.
Yes.
Speak to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs.
Yes.
Now, Brother Hagin practiced it all the time. Yes, the Lord said to you lately, you've been letting it go?
Yeah, he did. It was like, don't let it slip. Hold fast that which you know.
So that means what do? You lay in your bed or whatever. What do you do?
Well, especially at night, you know, before I go to bed, just speaking to myself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. He said, I've even given you the words. It says giving thanks. Mm-hmm. If you want to get started, say you've never yielded this way before, well, the same passage of scripture that says be filled with the Spirit also says
giving thanks.
So as
so
you
start
begin
like
to,
that, yeah,
yeah, just giving thanks. Lord, I want to thank you.
Then go kind of into
and go from there. And just thank him for comfortable bed.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, or even if your bed's not so comfortable, thank him that you have a bed. Mm-hmm. You know, but have a thankful heart to the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to have to say goodbye. You know, we could go on another week to tell you the real truth. And this is all of us saying to you, shalom, shalom. Shabbat shalom.
Victory!
Go to church Sunday.